Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express, and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemicals / agrochemical segment before we bring you the updates from stock markets and also some segment-specific news. So over to Abhishek now.
Hey, thanks, Puratan. Good morning, friends. We start with news from ethanol side. So Vishwaraj Sugar Industries, which is an integrated sugar and ethanol manufacturer, is planning to ramp up the capacity for ethanol, which would take its total capacity to 5 lakh liters per day. Additionally, the company plans brownfield ethanol production capacity by about 150,000 liters per day. This expansion is driven by technology upgradation and the company is filing a patent to that effect. This will increase the overall ethanol production capacity to 250,000 liters per day. The expansion will happen in the existing premises by November 2023. Going forward, Vishwaraj Sugar plans to move up the value chain by targeting new geographies, sectors and clients in pharmaceuticals, health supplements and nutraceuticals, along with beauty and personal care industries. So these markets belong to niche categories and are characterized by enhanced pricing, price realization and improved receivable management. So we'll keep a watch on Vishwaraj Sugar Industries here. Vikas Ecotech Limited, they have announced its plan to invest in environment-friendly bioplastic. The technology and it's in advanced stage of finalizing the technology tie-up with Aurafa Private Limited to produce biodegradable plastics. This is with regards to concern over impact of the conventional plastic material, which is eminently visible, and the solution is to adapt to biodegradable plastics such as polyhydroxyl, which is a biopolymer synthesized by various type of bacteria and are biodegradable in nature, produced by renewable sources through an eco-friendly process. In addition, Vikas Ecotech is actively exploring various proposals for acquisition of necessary technology to produce PABT, which is polybutene dipeptide terephthalate, specifically to manufacture environment-friendly carry bags, which are presently made of conventional plastic materials and are a cause of severe environmental concern. So we'll keep a watch on Vikas Ecotech. Of course, it's a micro-cap, so due diligence and care should be taken here. Clariant, which is a innovative specialty chemical company, has announced the appointment of Dr. Achala Danaith as Managing Director for Clariant India Limited. In addition, Dr. Dayat with also lead innovation in Asia Pacific for the business unit, industrial and consumer specialties. She is a PhD in polymer chemistry from IIT Mumbai and is presently the chairperson of R&D subcommittee of Indian Chemical Council. So, a change in management here. So, let's see what's next in store for Clariant. And finally, Hela Infra Market Private Limited, which is the parent company of Infra.Market, has announced its proposal to invest about 270 crores through a combination of equity and debenture in Shalimar Paints Limited. And this is subject to shareholders and necessary regulatory approvals. Shalimar Paints is a professionally managed company, a pioneer in Indian paint industry with a brand legacy of over 120 years. The company is engaged in manufacturing and marketing of decorative paint, industrial coating and allied product categories. Company has pan-national presence through its strategically located manufacturing facilities and distribution network. The largest promoter of Shalimar Paint is OP Jindal Group. So we'll keep a watch here. This is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector-specific news and markets in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates from the U.S. market. So Dow Jones corrected 543 points, so quite a significant correction here, and S&P was down by 85 points and Nasdaq closed 386 points. US 30 futures were trading up at about 22 points and US 500 futures is roughly trading about 4 points up. Asian economies, specifically Nikkei is down by about 2% and also Dow Jones New Zealand is down by about 1.5%. Surprisingly, Vietnam index, which has been Jose, which has been correcting for the past couple of days, is slightly up. The other Chinese indices are down, but less than 1%, and largely around 0.3 to 0.4% down. So it's a mixed set of bag of the response or rather performance of the U.S. indices overnight. So we need to see how this could pan out for India. Indian markets already corrected by about 1% yesterday. So it would be interesting to watch out today and tomorrow. This was expected for a while since the markets have been running almost non-stop from 16,500 to 18,300 levels. So quite a significant run up here. And analysts say that the yield, the climb in the treasury yield will keep the markets under pressure, and this is the primary reason for the correction of the markets in the US and other and elsewhere. On the FI and AIF, so FI have sold shares worth 1,254 odd crores, and domestic institutional investors have also sold shares worth 222 odd crores. So sell side from both the institutional side, so something that we watch out for. And however, there could be a sector and stock specific movement that one needs to watch out for. Nifty index key resistance level to watch out is 18,300 and 18,100 level. Key support level to watch out is 17,900 and 17,500. Nifty closed at about 18,113 odd level. So we need to see whether Nifty could slip below 18,100 levels. And this seems to be have a higher probability of Nifty slipping below 18,100 levels. Maximum call open interest we are seeing at 18,300 followed by 18,500 levels. And call writing we are seeing at 18,300 followed by 18,200 levels. Maximum put open interest we are seeing at 18,000 followed by 17,500. And put writing we are seeing at 17,900 followed by 18,200 levels. Maximum pain now stands at 18,000 levels. So this will also act as an important level for tomorrow. On the non-speculative side, we are seeing high delivery percentage in Pfizer, Crompton, HDFC, AMC, HDFC, and Power Grid. And on the long buildup side, we are seeing action on Axis Bank, Chola Financial, and Dr. Reddy's. For results on January 19th, which is today, we have some important names like Bajaj Auto, ICICI Lombard, General Insurance, L&T, JSW Energy, Aptech, CCL Products, Seagate, Chembon Chemicals, Continental Securities, BRC Systems, India Orient Green Power, JSW Spark Special Products, Mastec, Oracle Financial Services, Rallis India, Saregama India, Sunlight Technologies, Syngin International, Tata Communications, Tata Investment Corporation, Tejas Networks, Trident, TexoFab, and TT Limited, which will declare their results today. So one needs to watch out for these stocks. The result for Bajaj Finance is already out, and we will talk about it shortly. On the bulk deal front, no significant activity, no significant names that we should be looking for today. Moving on to news for today, so largely results update. ICICI Prudential Life Insurance has reported higher profit at 310 crores. This is for Q3 of FY22, reported against 305 odd crores for Q3 of FY21. And net income premium has risen to 9,073 odd crores from 8,900 crores on YOY basis. Bajaj Finance, so profit after tax for Q3 FY22 has increased by about 80%+ to Rs. 2,125 crores from Rs. 1,146 crores in Q3 of FY21. And net income has increased by 40% to 6,000 crore as against 4,296 crore on YOY basis. So quite a significant jump here, and we need to see whether the market sentiment could basically build the pressure. So we are expecting action here basically today, but however, it would be subject to the developments in the Indian markets and whether the markets correct today. Alok Industries has reported a consolidated loss of 0.09 crores in Q3 of FY22. This is against a loss of 35 odd crores reported in Q3 FY21, so quite a significant turnaround here. And revenue has jumped to 2,229 odd crores from 1,201 odd crores. L&T Technology Services, so the company has reported higher consolidated profit at rupees 249 odd crores in Q3 of FY22, and this is against 186 crores reported in Q3 of FY21. Revenue has jumped to 1,687 odd crores from rupees 1,400 odd crores on YOY basis, and the company also has backed a $45 million EV deal from one US auto tier 1 company. So quite a significant development here for an Indian player winning an EV project on the technology side of it. DCM Shriram front, the company has reported higher consolidated profit at 349 odd crores in Q3 of FY22. This is against 253 odd crores reported in Q3 of FY21, and revenue has risen to 2,790 odd crores from 2,158 odd crores on year-on-year basis. So here also significant improvement. Shalimar Paints, so Hella Infra Market, which is the parent company of Infra Market, will invest about 270 crores through a combination of equity and debentures in Shalimar Paints. So some investments flowing in Shalimar Paints, and one needs to watch out for this one. Tata Elxsi has reported a profit of 150 odd crores in Q3 of FY22. This is against 105 odd crores reported in Q3 of FY21. Revenue has jumped to 635 odd crores from rupees 477 crores on YOY basis. So this is all for today, and an important day in terms of the indices performance, and also a heavyweight, rather heavyweights declaring their results. So do watch out for today's market performance. Until then, take care. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.